Right now it's time to bring in Pat. I got the thunderstorm call right, Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. Yes, and, you know, they were here and they were south. A lot of places in Connecticut really did not get thunderstorm activity.
Well, I can explain, in where I live, we had rain. Okay, we did, and we had thunderstorm. But we just got the southern end of a thunderstorm. And then about 2 hours later, another band of thunderstorms came through, and most of the thunderstorm energy missed us. We did get rain. So you could have been in Salisbury and then been in North Canaan or 5 miles by the crow flies north, and they had a big thunderstorm. You could have been right next to a town, and they got a thunderstorm, and you didn't.
Yep, and that is going to be the pattern right through the weekend. So you'll see and hear thunderstorms in the forecast, but it certainly doesn't mean that everybody will get them. I don't expect anything today, although, you know, I was so tempted to put in a spotty thunderstorm this afternoon, but a lot of the parameters are missing, so I went against that. I just went partly sunny, 85 to 90. Tonight there could be a shower thunderstorm overnight, and it's very spotty, mid-60s. Sun and clouds with late thunderstorms on Thursday, 80 to 85. Friday, partly cloudy, a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Sun and clouds, less humid, middle 80s Saturday, and then hazy and humid, or more humid, with thunderstorms later Sunday, and the highs in the middle 80s. So right now, it doesn't look like there'll be any activity on Saturday, but there could be some as we get into late afternoon on Sunday.
So we can basically say, Later tonight through Sunday, the weather word is thunderstorm. It's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Well, it could be in the back of your mind, but it's certainly not going to monopolize your daytime forecast.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to, but you're always going to have to just go out prepared. Bring a rain slicker. You know, if you're at an outdoor event, be prepared. Keep your eye to the sky and, you know, just be aware. Because it's summertime and we have thunderstorms.
And we have thunderstorms, yeah. And again, the better probability would be later tomorrow and Sunday. Those would be, in my opinion, the best probability of getting a thunderstorm. Late Thursday and late Sunday. All the other days in between, they're going to be hit or miss. So that's the scoop there. And, you know, it's relatively quiet for me, which is great. I got to get stuff ready, you know, for the vacation next week. So I'll wind up doing that and not having to worry so much about the weather.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't worry about the weather. Today we've got, of course, two different concert series, one in Great Barrington at the Gazebo and one in Sharon at the Lions Pavilion. So it's going to be beautiful for their concerts. Tomorrow, the Sunset Series concert it doesn't matter. It's rain or shine there. They have, cover, so that's fine. Kent's starting their concert series this week as well. So there's a lot of outdoor activities. And you know what? Just be prepared for whatever goes on.
Yeah. Yep.
And Saturday, there's an open house at Gear Village. From 10 till 3, and that's an open house, so that's going to be a partially outdoor but mostly indoor event. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, you can't change the weather, that's for sure. All you can do is predict it, because you can't make it either. One of the ladies at the, because we had the trivia bingo night last Saturday at the lake, and one of the ladies at the end said, I certainly hope the weather August 7th is similar to today, meaning Saturday was beautiful, last Saturday. And I said, well, you can never guarantee that. And she says, yeah, I know. I wish I could I wish I could know in advance because my daughter's getting married. I said, well, why don't you email me like 3 days in advance and I'll give you the forecast. And her husband answered and said, you guys are always wrong. I said, excuse me. I said, don't say you guys. I said, I am not on TV. I don't have the opportunity to come on at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. and change my forecast each hour. I said, our clients rely on our word. I said, and a lot of them are very, very important clients. I said, they're all important, but a lot of them are very important clients, and you really can't afford to make a mistake. She goes, like who? I said, well, we'll just start off with the bridges and tunnels in New York City. She goes, oh, really? I said, yeah, I can't mess up with them. I said, and then we have the good old New York Mets. I said, can't mess up with them either, right? Can you? So she goes, I will definitely email you 3 days in advance. Case closed.
Yeah, but
I made my point.
The rudeness,
you know,
don't
lump us all into the same category as, you know what I mean? Well, oh, people, you guys are never right. That's the thing.
People are so rude. I'm sorry. That's just plain rude.
Yeah, they are.
That's just plain rude. That's all. That's all it is.
I mean, you know, she's lucky if I answer her.
Does he know you? Does he know you well enough to question you like that? That's just wrong.
Oh yeah, they've been up there. They've been up there as long as.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You don't.
Oh, I see what you mean.
When somebody's a professional,
it's insulting. Yeah, very insulting. You know, that's why I very rarely tell people what I do.
Keep it
unless
to yourself.
Unless they ask, I very rarely tell them, because usually you'll get the snide remark.
I once was out in front of my house, and I won't say who went by, mm-hmm. but somebody went by, and they slowed down, and they said, I don't like your show. So I looked at them, so I said, I don't like your car. Well, I said, what does that matter? Thank you for your input. I mean, can you imagine slowing down and stopping?
To say that.
I mean...
yeah. I know. That's it. You know, and kind of funny. And yesterday I'm walking the dog. This is last evening, and my neighbor comes back, Danielle, across the street, right across the street, and she gets out of her car. She goes, Pat. And I go over with the dog, and she said, her husband is a New York City policeman, and she says, Joe was walking the dog yesterday morning. At around 3 a.m. I said, yeah. And her dog is one of, I forget what they call them. You would know. They're black, white, and brown. Is it called something Bernice?
Yeah.
Big, huge dog. You know, close to 100 pounds. Very, very tall. And he was walking the dog, and he was walking down the block on his side, and he saw a guy trying to break into a car. So he's just going to let Matt go. Because if he lets Mac go, Mac would go running after him. So when the guy saw the two of them, he took off and started running. So right away, Joe called the police and waited there. And the police came and they started scouting the neighborhood. And of course, they found the guy, mid-30s. And they said he's a neighborhood flyer. And of course, they don't have anything. They couldn't do anything because they have no proof of anything. So they just warned him. But she said, I just want to tell you to be on the lookout. And, you know, if you leave your car out or something like that. I said, I'm up at 2:45 in the morning. She says, yeah, I know. I said, but, you know, it's not like the point that I'm staring out the window looking to see who's walking down the streets. I'm working. She goes, yeah, I know, but just be aware of it. I said, okay, fine, I'll be aware of it. So it's the first incident I have heard in 5 years being up here.
We've had a lot of incidents in and around our tri-state region of people stealing cars, going into cars, stealing things out of cars, walking up and down the streets at some locations and going through mailboxes.
What do you think?
It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. It's like that guy that can look you in the face, known you for years as somebody who he knows, and says, you guys are always wrong. And you just
right.
said, you know, it's just a rude statement.
Yeah.
You can think it if you want. Or later on when you walk away with your wife, say, you know, they're always wrong. But to say it like that, it's just mm-hmm. the world we live in. And you see all these, now you see that everybody has a video camera, you see how rude people are in stores. They're just absolutely, there's no decorum anymore.
No, there really is no respect. And that's a good point that you made. Yesterday I was going to the post office. I was about to open the door and there was a gentleman just to my left. So I opened the door for him, and he goes, "Thank you." And he went to check his mail. I went to get my mail. And as we were going out, he opened the door for me. He said, "It's not every day that you find someone who's a gentleman." I said, "Well, you do a little bit more around here." He goes, "Yeah, you do." He goes, "And one good turn deserves another. I'll open the door for you." And he opened the door for me.
Well, I've noticed since I wear my knee brace, I have crutches because
people tend to open the door.
Yesterday, a guy who was hosing down the outside of the gas station, washing it over, comes over. And he says, "Here, you hold on to this. I'll get you gas." So I said, "No, thank you very much. I can do it. Thank you very much." I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that come over and offered to help me. But anyways, but in general, you look around, it's that, yeah, so it's the world we live in, and we have to deal with it. What the heck? What can you do? You just smile and you carry on.
Yep. It doesn't hurt to be kind, does it, Marshall?
No, it doesn't. Doesn't hurt at all. Or it doesn't hurt to bite your lip. And just, right. You know, you want to say something, hold off.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, don't bite your lip, but give us the forecast again for today and this week into the weekend.
Yeah, well, just a partly sunny day today. Very warm, 85 to 90. You may have a thunderstorm late tomorrow and again on Friday. At the weekend, typical July.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you mañana.
Okay, have a good one, Marshall.
You getting all excited for your vacation?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I can tell.
Not at all.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our Tri-State Forecast on Robin Hood Radio.